Hello, this is Gary Stevens. Welcome to Lion of Judah Online. Today's subject we're dealing with is hope and the anointing factor, and we're doing part 16. Within part 16 is the topic called Jesus, the High Priest of our Confession. Before we start, let me give you once again a general definition of hopelessness. Hopelessness does not come from a lack of money, a lack of education, or a lack of opportunity. It is caused by being without Christ Jesus, without the Word of God and the anointing of God in the life of a believer or a person, and not factoring or considering or taking into account the anointing of God, which is the supernatural power of God that destroys the yoke and removes the burden of bondage of any situation or problem in a person's life. As we've learned before, the Bible says that the hope of the gospel is the Word of God. It's also called covenant of promises. The hope of the gospel are the promises of God that belong to the believer. When a believer has a problem in their life, they go to the Word of God and find the scripture, find the promise of God, the hope of the gospel, that covers their situation. For instance, if a person's sick, they go to the gospel, the Word of God, and they find, "By his stripes I am healed," in 1 Peter 2:24. This is the hope of the gospel, which anchors the soul. In Romans chapter 4, we read in verse 20-21 in the Amplified Version, "No unbelief or distrust was made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew stronger and was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory to God, fully satisfied and assured that God was able to and mighty to keep his word and to do what he had promised." This is Abraham. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12, "And then said the Lord unto me, You have seen well, for I am alert and active, watching over my word to perform it." So these two scriptures that tell us that God is watching over his word to perform it or to make it happen. In Hebrews chapter 7:22, we read, "In keeping with, Jesus has become the guarantee of a better, stronger agreement, a more excellent and a more advantageous covenant." These three scriptures are telling us quite clearly that God watches over his word to perform it, and that Jesus Christ is the surety of that word coming to pass. But we have a part to play in the whole situation too. We are to take the word of God, the promise of God, and put it in our heart and spirit man, and believe it and speak it out of our mouth. When we are believing for something, that is the hope of the gospel, the promise of God, what part does Jesus play in this whole thing? We read in Hebrews chapter 3, verses 1 to 2, "Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as Moses was also faithful in his house. Let us discuss Hebrews chapter 3, verses 1 to 2 a little bit more deeply to find out the truths that are in there. Consider the apostle, the sent one, the high priest of our confession, the anointed Christ Jesus. An apostle is one who's sent by God. When it's got a capital A in front of the apostle, the word apostle, it means sent by God. It also says that he's the high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus, the anointed one, who was faithful to him who appointed him. God appointed Jesus Christ as the high priest of your confession. When you confess something, when you confess the word of God, Christ Jesus is watching over that word, not only to perform it, to make sure it comes into reality. It also says that Jesus Christ was faithful to him that appointed him. That means that Jesus Christ was faithful to God and the office that God gave him as high priest. Jesus was faithful to him that appointed him, that is God. Jesus was appointed high priest of our confession, our declaration of the promises and the articles of the covenant of promise. And Jesus is faithful to him that appointed him. In other words, Jesus Christ is faithful to carry out the office of high priest of our confession. The anointing of God is the power of God that destroys the yoke and removes the burden of bondage. And Jesus Christ has been appointed and anointed by God as high priest, that is the agent in control and administrator over what you speak in faith to make it come to pass. Jesus is appointed to do that, and Jesus is appointed to carry it out. Jesus is the high priest over your confession of the covenant promise or the word of God, and to make sure it comes to pass in your life. Let's now go to Hebrew chapter 6, verses 11 to 18, and we read, "And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of the hope until the end, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, in saying, 'Surely blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply you.' And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise, that is Abraham." Verse 16, "For men indeed swear by the greater, and an oath of confirmation is for them an end to all dispute or argument." Verse 17, "Thus God determining to show more abundantly to the heirs of the promise the immutability or unchangeable of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, which is the bread and the wine, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation or inner strength, who have fled for refuge to the lay hold of the hope that set before us." In these scriptures, Hebrews chapter 6, verses 11 to 18, it says, "Show more abundantly to the heirs of the promise." Who are the heirs of the promise? The book of Romans says that we are heirs to the promise. If we belong to Jesus, that promise is sure to us, the seed of Abraham. Galatians 3:29 says, "And if you be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." Praise God. God has put his word in place for the believer to operate on and to live by. It says the just shall live by faith. When we go to the promises of God and take a promise and put it in our spirit man and believe it and meditate on it, and we start to see that inner image on the inside of us, we are to lay hold of that hope. As we develop that hope in our inner man, in our imagination, it becomes a reality on the inside of us. It becomes so real that it's above the situation that's on the outside causing a problem in our life. We come to a point where we believe what we see on the inside more than what we see on the outside, and then we speak out. And Jesus Christ is the high priest over that confession. Not only the office of high priest, but he's there and he's empowered with the anointing to make it come to pass. We are to lay hold of the hope, that inner image of the promise of God. In this topic, we see that Jesus Christ has been made the high priest over your confession, and God is watching over his word to make sure that it comes to pass. Thank you and God bless.